RG.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., 88 degrees, partly cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. East winds at around 5 miles per hour. Should stay clear overnight with a low of 67. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 87. Currently it's 88 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, and Judith Merriweather will join us with the rundown of the events calendar a little bit later on in the hour. Music begins with a performance by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Marin Alsop conducting. This is Kurt Weill's Symphony No. 1, composed in 1921.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Kurt Vile's Symphony Number One, composed in 1921. Performing was the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Marin Alsop conducting. It's 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Next up, violinist Kurt Thompson and pianist Rodney Waters perform the first sonata for violin and piano by Charles Ives.
Thank you.
Kurt Weill's Symphony No. 3. Excuse me, that was Charles. I got the wrong thing there. It's Kurt Weill's Symphony No. 3. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles.
At what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Moving Image Art Spring Senior Showcase is this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Light Center. Film students in that program will showcase their work. The screenings include a variety of genres, documentary, poetic essay, commercial media, and narrative short. It's open to everyone. You can see the talent of these students. Enjoy some great films. 6 o'clock at the Light Center this evening. And there will be a special forensic camp here at UL Lafayette put on by the Department of Criminal Justice. It's for high school students, 9th through 12th graders, including those who are starting high school in the fall. It's the third annual forensic exploration camp, this year with a focus, an extra focus, on missing and at-risk children and adults. For information, you can contact the Department of Criminal Justice, or they do have an Eventbrite site. You can search for the forensic Raging Cajun Forensic Exploration Camp at the Eventbrite site and sign your child up. There are quite a number of ways to do that. There's a one-class pass, a four-class pass, and one that includes all of the classes. So you can check that out. And if your child has expressed an interest in forensics, this might be a great camp for them. The Silverbacks Improv Company has a performance this Friday, May 17th. It's called The 90s, and it will take place at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. For further information, you can go to the Cité website or call them. Silverbacks also have a Facebook page. Cane Fire Film Series will screen Jimi Hendrix's Electric Church this coming Monday, May 20th, 7:30, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For further information or tickets, you can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org. The Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana is accepting applications for their summer enrichment program. It's for students entering grades 1 through 5. You can give them a call or stop by their website. The Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles is offering a summer youth camp for students in grades 4 through 8. You can go to lachoral.com for further information or to register your child. The summer theater workshops are being offered by the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles for a variety of ages and different aspects of the theater. You can stop by their website, childrenstheater.cc, for further information. In Brobridge, the Tesh Center for the Arts will have a series of summer camps as well. You can call them or stop by their website. The City of Franklin has a summer art program also. You can go to the City of Franklin website or call their office for further information. In Iberia Parish, the main library has a summer workshop program beginning right at the end of May and going through July. You can call the library or go to their website, iberialibrary.org. And Plan Lafayette will have a strategizing economic growth session on May 22nd. There are three sessions. You could register for those sessions at their Eventbrite site. You can find out more by going to Plan Lafayette's website or their Facebook page. Itinerant Theater presents the plays The Thing, a new play series, May 24th through June 2nd in Studio 339 of the Central School Center for the Arts and Humanities in Lake Charles. For further information, you can stop by Itinerant Theater's website or their Facebook page. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and the date, and you can listen to it on your phone, your laptop, your desktop, any device that you can get to krvs.org on. And if you weren't able to make your contribution during the fundraiser, at our website, you can click the donate button and make your contribution easily and securely. Please stay with us. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Bonjour and hello. Listen to the Franco Mix at 9 p.m. on Thursdays with Drake Benoit LeBlanc, exclusively on KRVS 88.7. It's a formidable.
Later today on This American Life, so human beings have spines. And it turns out, when it comes to the animal kingdom, you know what we study? Mostly, other creatures with spines. Know who's not into that? Scientists who study spiders and worms and snails and other creatures who have no spine. And then one of the scientists who studies these spineless creatures gets a spine and stands up to the powers that be.
Coming up tonight at 7 here on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.